do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
And you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, and Stitcher, Spotify. Yeah, iTunes, you know, all that shit. Crab, always available at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you receiveth us, we appreciate the crap out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. All kinds of shit to talk about. Trump be thrown flash grenades. To distract us from, you know, Epstein.
Right. Better than flesh grenades.
And his other shit.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know what he's doing.
What would that even mean?
During executive time. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Strap in, strap on. Join us on social media at Crab Diving, CrabDiving. And thanks for your continued support by buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go to buy shit, we get a little bit of commission.
We get paid, baby.
Boo, bitch. Get out the way.
Let's see what's going on. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and right-wing nut job America can suck a cock. Am I right?
Obababashata. Olabakandaradabatoya. Mandaradabosoya.
I don't know how you could insult people that believe that charlatan is actually being possessed by the Holy Spirit and speaking. I think you're being nasty to our
mom
dumber.
Mom dadalabapada sola. Babalabapada.
Now I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment.
Oh.
Sumaka sididalamuku. Mandakishiti kolorabashata.
Just is embarrassing. That fireman, God, I read something, you know, that fireman turned prophet.
Oh my God.
That's always on sure. Jim Baker show and stuff.
Oh, yes.
He's getting even crazier. And he came out with some theory recently and I'm embarrassed to be in the same species as people that even give him a moment of thought and believe him in the tiniest bit because it's so ridiculously incredulous.
Same, girl. Same.
God damn.
I'm embarrassed, too. Shabbat-e-bomb. Shabbat-om.
How stupid are people? I mean, they actually believe that this fucker died and went to heaven or some shit like that.
Well, they're dumb as fuck.
God.
I don't know what to tell you. They're dumb as fucking dumb as fuck.
But they don't believe that real, tangible, rich, greedy fucks have turned the country, the world, upside down and are just shaking it out to every ounce of equity and work and money is squeezed out of everybody but the few of them.
We're getting skull fucked because Jeebus.
Now I'm going to have to try to find that.
I know what you're talking about. That prophet fireman fuckwad. He was on the Baker show, right?
He's frequently
selling
on the Baker.
A book, probably.
Oh, here we go. Mark Taylor.
Yes. All right. Good job.
I was going to wait till Faithless Friday, but
Did the intern look that up for you?
No, I brought it up. No, I just found it. Oh, okay. Mark Taylor, radical right-wing conspiracy theorist, so-called, quote, firefighter prophet.
Shabba-dabba-dabba.
Was on, I haven't caught the recent episode of this radio program, Up Front in the Prophetic.
Oh, yeah, look at my dick.
Where he was on this radio program where he declared, the clip is too long.
It's way too long.
Jeez. Just got this today about the hurricane in Georgia. You know, is this like a HAARP, you know, our HAARP job? That's HAARP, job, man-made job of a hurricane that's formulated.
Oh, I forgot. He also believes that the Illuminati can control the weather.
Oh, yeah. Like, with what? How do they do that? With,
I don't know.
Thought waves.
Big machines.
Oh, yeah.
Over Georgia, which is very unusual and unheard of, you know, and I wonder why over Georgia, why would something, you know, stir up over Georgia if there's something.
Maybe climate change, you stupid fuck.
Maybe it has something to do with goddamn science.
I'm wondering why. Why is the weather so bad?
I don't understand. I don't understand how we are supposed to live in harmony side by side with these climate change deniers.
Change deniers?
Change. Listen, here's the point. Fuck off. Everyone needs to fuck off. Hoobity doobity.
That is hidden that they don't want to be exposed. Any information on that, Mark?
I think, you know, whenever Harvey and Irma hit, Irma came right over my house. Irma was gargantuan. There was no getting away from this in the state of Florida. You either had to flee the state.
Oh, of course. He's one of our neighbors here in the lovely state of Florida.
Did Jesus, let me guess. Jesus protected him from Irma. Is this, what do you think?
Well, I'm sure, but that's not the point of this.
We'll just have to write it out. And so Harvey had hit first in Houston, and this was right after, you got to remember, this was right after the 2016 election. And I was driving down the road one day after Irma, and I said, Lord, because the Lord had been showing me that they were man-generated and man-steered.
Ooh, yes.
The Lord had been showing him that they were man-generated and man steered.
Man gravy generated, in
fact.
Sounds
like a porn.
Oh, yes.
Gay porn.
It is a porn.
And people, when I say that, I get the worst trolls that come out of the woodwork because they say, oh, no, this is garbage. No, it is truth. Patrick.
Trolls! Trolls! Oh, these, you mean these people that believe in, I don't know, reality and not your fraudulent bullshit?
You're the troll! They aren't the troll, you're the troll! I'm not the troll.
These trolls come out and say, what do you mean that there's, that the weather's being controlled by the Illuminati? You're nutballs.
Oh, yes.
What
fuck
trolls
you.
These are. Don't they know the Lord is speaking to me right through?
Oh, yeah.
I tune it to 6900 on the AM dial, and the Lord speaks to me through my car.
I'm anointed by Jeebus.
It's true. They have weaponized weather. They've had it since like the 50s
weaponized
and 60s. Do
weather?
Your own research.
Yeah.
What is that?
There's some other things out there as well. But I asked the Lord, driving down the road, I said, Lord, I said, why did they send Irma? And these hurricanes, well, it was twofold. There's no coincidence why they hit Florida and Texas, because Florida and Texas swung for Trump. It was retaliation.
You're right.
And Florida's a swing state. Hopefully not anymore, because we've got governors and Supreme Courts in place now.
Oh, we've got, so he's saying, so we know that the election will be fixed. We're not worried about it being a swing state anymore.
Sure.
We've got the Supreme Court.
Well, he's right, though.
And we've got the governor.
I agree with him there.
Governor DeRacist.
They have a lot. This last election, Georgia's last election, I believe it helped that the powers that be were Republican. Don't you?
Skipping.
Say it's retaliation for the Georgia heartbeat bill.
So,
oh God,
he believes. Well, but the Georgia heartbeat bill they like.
Yeah, yeah, because that's the one where it says like if you can hear a heartbeat, if a heartbeat can be detected, your fetus shall be protected. Is that correct?
Which can be at like 6 weeks before you know you're pregnant.
Hey, this is a good one. If there's any right wing nut jobs out there, heartbeat detected, fetus protected, bitch.
That's the first thing that comes to mind. Because again, when Roe versus Wade comes down, where is it going to go? It's going to go to the states. And you have states right now like Georgia, and there's a couple others out there that have gone as far as making this stuff illegal for abortion. You got to remember, what is the abortion? The sacrificing of kids. What does that sacrifice do? The abortion is the food source for Baal. Baal being the strong man over America. Yep.
Who is Baal?
The
Christ.
Demon? The one of the kings of hell, I believe.
Aborted fetuses are the food source for Baal. My God.
So Baal is the strong man over America.
Oh, you know, I saw Baal. I watched Infinity Wars last night, and Baal is from where is Thor from?
Oh, I was gonna say he's my favorite Batman.
Oh yes, Baal, Bane,
Christian Baal.
Oh, Christian Baal, yes.
For Baal. Baal being the strong man over America. That's what empowers Baal. You're taking Baal's food source, and he's not liking it. So this is retaliation from the enemy that I would say is from that heartbeat bill. And anytime you see something like this happen, see, Missouri came online, they passed their heartbeat bill. What happened? They got tornadoes within like not even a few days they passed it. Mm. That decimated a major city out there that got hit, which is very unlikely, by the way, to hit a major city.
And all of this is unlikely.
Again, look at all these things. This is not by coincidence that this happens. I'm praying and hoping that if we don't have control of HARP, that we get it quick because these hurricanes are decimating these states. And when you look at
HARP, which doesn't exist, HARP is the giant weather control machines, or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Look at my HARP. It's huge. I've never heard of any of this. You know what I mean? Like this HARP shit. Have you heard of this before?
It's a real thing, but that studies weather.
Okay.
The HARP is the high frequency active auroral research program.
Oral.
Initiated by the Ionospheric Research Program.
Oh, yeah, man.
Jointly funded by the U.S. Air Force, the U.S. Navy, the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency.
Let's fuck.
I don't know.
It's scanned.
The high frequency, it's a scientific endeavor aimed at studying the properties and behavior of the ionosphere. That's it. It's science, but no, it's a
purpose.
Secret facility that controls the weather. Baal runs it, apparently.
Its purpose is to punish states that pass, that have, that care about women's reproductive rights.
Yes.
Okay. I understand.
A Hurricane Michael that hit the panhandle of Florida. I warned, like about a month before the midterms, I said, look, be praying. I said, because the deep state's going to send something, a hurricane or a natural event, to disrupt the midterm elections. And sure enough, there it was, Hurricane Michael. It is not by coincidence that hit the panhandle. Why did it hit the panhandle? Because that is the most...
The panhandle is the least competitive part of the fucking state of Florida. Why would it hit the panhandle?
And I'll tell you why.
To disrupt.
Yes. Well, I think also storms hit the panhandle because the water's warm.
Well, and it's, yeah, you know, where else storms hit
here.
Every coast.
And we're known for having hurricanes in the Gulf, right?
We have a season
named after it. And it's not because... It's not because women have lots of reproductive rights here, right? I mean...
Enough. There it was, Hurricane Michael. It is not by coincidence that hit the panhandle. Why did it hit the panhandle? Because that is the most conservative part of Florida, is the panhandle. They were trying to literally knock out their voting abilities. Now, I have a friend that's law enforcement up there in Panama City.
Oh, God.
He told me, he said, this was not a hurricane, guys. This thing was like an F5 tornado.
Oh, I thought this guy was going to say it was like sent by the devil or something like that. We need to find out who his friend is in law enforcement and make sure he's removed.
Oh, I'm sure his friend in law enforcement's lovely if he's hanging out with Mark fucking Taylor.
Hanging out on the beach and beating
City.
Black people.
He told me, he said, this was not a hurricane, guys. This thing was like an F5 tornado on a gargantuan scale.
Wow.
And he said, we never thought...
hurricanes have categories also.
Yes. Yes.
So for him to say, this wasn't a hurricane, this was like an F5 tornado. No, it was a category three.
Yeah, it was a
four,
three. It was a three. And I think the reason Michael was so bad is because it moved slow and it lasted a long time. I think because the Gulf is warmer.
I don't know. It's Bale.
Yeah. But I mean if you want to go out on a limb and talk about science, maybe, you know, I think it might have something to do with the water temperature.
In a million years, it would do this much damage. It's like someone dropped a nuclear weapon here. It wiped out everything, pretty much. And so he said that there was three black boxes, which you're not hearing about on the news. There was three black boxes up there that had confirmed they broke because the wind speeds were so high, they actually broke. But they all topped out at a sustained speed of 265 miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not a hurricane. That's not a hurricane. That's like an F5 tornado. I'd have to look it up on an F scale there. But, I mean...
I got to look it up on an F scale there.
I need to look into the 265 mile an hour mark for Hurricane Michael because seems a little.
I don't know. I mean, it was a pretty ferocious storm. I mean, it took out swaths of trees, man. I mean, lots of trees got fucked up. Lots of houses got fucked up. Roofs got fucked up. But I don't know. 265 miles an hour seems high.
It's on the list of most costly.
No.
Sustained maximum wind speeds of 140. He's lying. There are three black boxes that are hidden. They're hiding. They don't want people to know.
So the demon Bale wants hurricanes so he can punish states that allow abortion because Bale eats on dead fetuses. Just so I'm clear.
Abortion is the sacrificing of kids. What does that sacrifice do? Abortion is the food source for Bale. Bale being the strong man over America. That's what empowers Bale. You're taking Bale's food source, and he's not liking it. So this is retaliation from the enemy that I would say is from that heartbeat bill.
Boy, when Bale's hungry, Bale, you know what Bale hates? That 3-day waiting period. He's like, you must be shitting me. I need to eat. Bale's hungry. 3 days. Fuck you.
There you go. That's the one that really set me off.
That's
I was momentarily in despair for the whole species of humanity and thinking we are unworthy of continuing. Let global warming just drown us all. Because for the amount of people that believe this rot.
No, it's
just embarrassing for me to share a planet with anyone that buys this crap.
Imagine you'll buy this crap, but you don't buy that the country's racist.
Well, right.
And that,
or that Trump is a crook and Trump is, or that Trump is lying.
I mean, it's depressing that his approval rating went up.
Well, Rasmussen.
Among Republicans though, right? Or just,
Yeah.
That's what I kept seeing yesterday on social media. That is depressing, but, well, I mean,
it's,
you know,
Rasmussen again.
Yeah, and it's the racist base.
So there you go. Sorry for that little diversion. Over
no,
at the commie,
that's interesting.
Pinko liberal, HuffPo.
Oh, Zutalore.
The headline says Trump promised raids. Immigrants got prepared.
Okay.
It says, thanks to Trump's false alarm, immigrants know what to do when ICE comes knocking. So that's good. You know, I saw there were. A lot of people sharing on social media, memes and websites and shit on exactly know your rights.
Yeah.
Know your rights. Know what to do.
Right.
You don't have to let them in if they don't have a warrant signed by an actual judge.
Yes.
Et cetera, et cetera. There were conservatives that were squealing on the Twitter and stuff about, oh, you're enabling. You should go to jail for abetting a crime for sharing that. And I'm like, wait a minute. Pointing out someone's rights that they have.
That's a crime?
Is a crime.
And did you see, I saw on Facebook too, that these right-wing nut jobs are forming little teams and stuff, and they're saying what you do at these outreach centers where if you're like an immigrant or undocumented and you want to look for a place to hide during the raids, Right Wing Nut Job just call these places over and over again and clog up the phone lines. And they're also circulating little flyers telling you what to do in an ICE raid, but the directions are fake.
Oh,
the directions are like, let the ICE officers into your house.
Oh, well, yeah.
Don't film them.
Yes, sir, Jesus, I will do it.
It's crazy.
That's what they think. Yes. It's exactly what Jesus would do.
Oh, absolutely, Pat. Sure. What, Jesus?
The biggest change from previous raids was that for the first time, advocates are saying citizens not directly affected by arrests are now paying attention and wanting to get involved.
Yes.
The public is so appalled by this administration's treatment of immigrants. Let's say the decent public is so appalled by this administration's treatment of immigrants, from family separation to squalid border patrol stations, that the president's announcement of mass arrests became a focal point for anger. Activists are saying the unapologetic publicizing of these threatened raids activated a different level of consciousness for allies not directly impacted, says one of the advocates. Citizens are now more outraged than ever.
Well, it's disgusting. I don't want to live in this world where our government's raiding people.
She said, what a kind of an unfortunate first name on this advocate. Yes. Ambien Mitchell.
Ambien.
My
favorite.
While community organizations and attorneys used to be the only ones teaching undocumented people about their rights, over the past few weeks, she's seen everyone from her staff to cashiers at grocery stores trying to protect immigrants.
Oh, shit. Well, yes, of course.
Store owners are posting information about raids in their windows. Concerned citizens are handing out leaflets in immigrant neighborhoods and sharing Know Your Rights information on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
Neighbors are using texting threads to monitor the Gestapo. Oh, excuse me, ICE.
Yes.
Volunteers are offering to film all attempted raids. That's
huge.
That's a necessity. Yeah. I think I might have tweeted that at one point, that all these, know your rights and everything, but make sure absolutely that everyone's phones are out and you're filming these thugs
as they're
doing this shit.
And by the way, the racists of the Trump administration, if they believe these raids are justified and they're right, then they should want them filmed, shouldn't they?
They shouldn't have anything to hide.
Right. But, you know,
they don't want police being filmed. So why would they want the Gestapo being filmed? Yeah.
I'm sure the ICE people will be very gentle with those they are raiding.
The GOP Stapo.
Gestapo? Gestapo. Nine!
In New Jersey,
yes,
people are signing up to drive around neighborhoods and confirm ICE activity.
Oh, shit.
That had been reported to hotlines. They set up hotlines for people to call.
Oh, fuck,
to spot,
man.
To spot the brown shirts.
That is resistance.
The activist said, this is a new level of sophistication arising from the constant and repeated threat to immigrant lives.
Yeah. I mean,
the widespread community involvement and awareness is leading to fewer arrests.
Shit.
On Saturday, ICE came to one family's apartment building in the Brooklyn neighborhood of Sunset Park. A neighbor heard the knocking and called the targeted immigrants to tell them not to answer.
Oh, good.
She spoke with four immigrants who didn't let ICE inside their homes over the weekend.
Good for them.
They don't have to. If ICE doesn't have a signed warrant, they don't have to let them in.
And I know we've talked about this before on previous episodes of Crab Diving on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify, but sometimes these thugs of ICE will tool around with warrants that aren't filled out.
Well,
not
or they
signed.
Have a, or they have a notice that was printed up in their office that's a notice of detainment, which
what
doesn't
that?
Mean fuck all. I could print one up here and let's do the same to these ICE thugs. I have a notice of detainment on you, you fucking jackboot scum.
That's crazy, man.
In Houston, a 19-year-old took pictures of ICE agent knocking on doors in her neighborhood, posted them to Facebook, spread them all around the community. As a result, at least one family from Honduras didn't open their door because they saw the Facebook post.
They had some intel.
Right.
God, look what you have to do with these fucking thugs.
In Long Island, or Long Island.
Hey, fuck you.
A neighbor told ICE officers that the family they were targeting in the apartment building did not live there.
Oh, shit.
They may have lied.
Right. I mean, you know, you got to keep in mind that the shit Nazi Germany was doing to the Jews was legal.
Yes.
You
yep.
know?
Yep, 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 yep.
So breaking the law at this point is, I don't know.
So actual real resistance happening.
Yes.
With these ICE thugs trying to kick in people's doors.
And I know in just locally here in Pensacola, there's a group, you can find them on Facebook. They're called Strive, and they're a little sanctuary group. And if you're an immigrant, yeah, you can look them up and contact them. I think you can find them on Facebook and, you know, let them know your status and that maybe you need somewhere to hide or whatever.
The, remember the Drudge Report?
Yes.
I guess they're upset about this. All red headline. Spacey groping charges dropped. Oh, my God.
Well, I mean,
look, a liberal homosexual gropey McGropster got away with it.
Well,
I'm looking for the name Epstein. Here.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm trying to find the name Epstein here.
Listen,
right now.
I will say that I thought what Kevin Spacey did was fucking shitty, especially when he was, what was he, that theater in London, the theater company based in London. He was the artistic director. And you know, young guys.
The old Vic?
Huh?
The old Vic?
Right, right. And you know, young guys had to audition for him. And you just know, as a theater actor, getting an audition at some place like the old Vic, that is not easy to get in the fucking door. And to think any of his bullshit, you know, influenced those auditions or whatever. I don't know. That's so fucked up. But you're right. Where is the name Epstein?
So that's apparently the most important thing over at the Drudge Report. Prosecution drops the groping case.
Right.
And the gross case.
Yes.
Against Kevin Spacey in Nantucket.
Fuck you.
There once was a case in Nantucket.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You know, I saw Kevin Spacey in this movie. And did you ever see that Men Who Stare at Goats?
No.
It's fascinating. It's about the CIA secret psychic agents that used to,
I know. Exactly.
And Kevin Spacey is one of those. He's pretty funny in it. But the whole time you're thinking, God, how many people did he terrorize with that craft services? Who knows? Maybe he didn't.
Prosecutors dropped the groping case against Kevin Spacey today. The actor was facing a felony charge of indecent assault and battery.
Jesus.
The district attorney said in a court filing he was, legal Latin, blah, 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 due to the unavailability of the complaining witness.
Oh, fuck.
Spacey was accused of groping then 18-year-old at the island's club car bar 3 years ago. The accuser said Spacey allegedly bought him several alcoholic drinks.
Yes.
Then groped him.
Okay.
But the prosecution's case appeared to fall apart at a hearing surrounding the missing cell phone of the accuser.
Damn.
The alleged victim asserted his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination and refused to testify further after he was questioned about text messages the defense claimed were deleted.
Oh, shit. He must have deleted some evidence or something like that.
The cell phone has been a key issue in the case. The accuser and his mother said they gave a cell phone to prosecutors in December 2017 and never got it back.
Right.
She told investigators she deleted items concerning her son's frat boy activities from the phone before she gave it to the authorities.
Oh, man.
And then the man's decision not to testify caused the judge to question the viability of the case.
Yes.
You know, not that Spacey is an angel. I mean,
right,
his career has gone into the shit can. I mean, after a little bucket full of
sexual gropey McGropey stories.
I mean, he won't do any more movies. Do you think he'll do another movie?
Maybe in a few years he may. I don't know.
Right.
People tend to, Mel Gibson's out there.
Oh, yeah. What movie is he? He was just in something, right?
Yeah.
Something about a squirrel. There's a squirrel or a, like a guy with a puppet. I don't know.
The,
that's what happens. That's what happens when a voicemail surfaces where you suggest to your girlfriend that she be attacked and raped by a pack of N-words. You then get to be a movie where you have to have a puppet. That's what happens.
The accuser was working as a busboy at the club car at the time of the alleged assault. He told the popo that he went over to talk to Spacey after his shift because he wanted to get a picture with the former House of Cards star. He said Spacey bought him several drinks, tried to persuade him to come home with him.
Damn.
Before he unzipped the young man's pants and groped him for about 3 minutes.
Wow.
Oh, stop.
3 minutes.
And I remember the guy claimed that he was texting while Spacey was like rubbing his dick.
So he was texting while being groped.
Allegedly, I guess. I don't know.
Was he texting or was he doing the voice act?
He told police he tried to move Spacey's hands, but the groping continued. He didn't know what to do because he didn't want to get in trouble for drinking. Because he was underage.
But he also needed to send a text.
He said he fled when Spacey went to the bathroom. Shortly after Spacey was charged, he posted a video on YouTube. This was Spacey. This was not a wise move. Remember that creepy
video?
YouTube video that he put up there using his House of Cards character?
That's pretty wacko.
I'm certainly not going to pay the price for the thing I didn't do.
Well, maybe that was directed at this kid, at this guy. Maybe that was
that's
part
what it was.
Of,
that's the the video was direct response to the allegations.
Oh.
But he did it in his character voice from the House of Cards character. It was a very poor choice.
Or maybe that's his voice, though. I mean, think about who that guy is. I mean, I don't know. Do we think Kevin Spacey is a lot different than Frank? What's his face? What was his name?
Underwood.
Frank Underwood. Do we think Kevin Spacey?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Spacey's first accuser was actor Anthony Rapp said that Spacey climbed on top of him on a bed.
Jesus.
When Rapp was 14 and Spacey was 26.
Right.
Spacey said he didn't remember such an encounter, but apologized if the allegations were true.
Good God, Spacey.
And then Anthony Rapp came out, then a whole bunch of people from the old Vic that had worked with him, people that had done plays with him, were like, he's a monster.
You know,
he's a gropey monster.
Here's what I don't get. You're Kevin Spacey. Somehow you've become this amazing fucking actor. And you're on set. And to me, your life would be about, I'm the best actor on the planet. And I'm going to, all I want to do is be the best actor on the planet and get the best parts. How is he this preoccupied with being Captain Gropey is my point. Why?
Well, Kaiser Sose. Society, they get away with it.
But he's Kaiser Sose.
Because of money and power. That's how our society works. If you're rich and famous, you get away with it. Trump says it. Grab him by the pussy. They let you do it because you're a celebrity.
Right. But could you imagine having a career?
Which isn't necessarily true.
Yeah, yeah.
But they think they're entitled.
Why is he going to fuck up his career like that? Why does he want to do that?
Because he doesn't think he is.
Yeah, you're right. The arrogance. So he doesn't think he's going to get caught.
He was 26 when he climbed on top of 14-year-old Anthony Rapp. That was 30 years ago. He got away with it for 30 years.
What a fucking idiot.
So look at... How many loads on passed out women's feet were there in Bill Cosby's past before it finally caught up with him?
Right. And then it actually did catch up. You know what's crazy? The crazy thing about Cosby, it did catch up to him. There were stories, I believe, in the late 90s of this shit happening. I remember listening to one of these fucked up stories on NPR.
Right. And it still took 20 more years to... For him to finally meet some justice.
Because what's his face? The comic. Hannibal Buress did a bit about it, right?
Right.
if OJ hadn't been rich and able to hire Johnny Cochran and the rest, do we think that he'd be right? He'd be doing life in jail right now.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people
double
think
murder.
OJ's son did it.
No, and you are one of the few people who thinks son did it.
No, I don't think that. It's just I've heard people say that. I've heard people actually say that.
Yeah. And that he covered for the son, or that they did it together, I've seen.
No, I think OJ did it. But I do think what was fucked up is that I remember where I was when the verdict was announced. I do think it was a little fucked up that in Chicago, people went out in the streets, and started cheering and throwing their hands up, saying, praise God, he's not guilty or some shit like that. And I was like, whoa.
That's unfortunate.
I mean, he did saw somebody's head off with a knife.
Yeah.
Two people's.
And now he's on Twitter.
Oh, God, I know. The shit on Twitter is crazy. What's he say? I got to get even?
Yeah, I've got some getting even to do or something like that.
Yay. Okay. Does he have a roommate?
Hey, Juice, how's it going?
Jeez, I'm going to take an Ambien. Calm down.
So there we go. Those are your headlines.
Yay. Congratulations, Planet. Everything's great.
Apparently Bale is hard at work.
Right.
Also,
the demon
in Africa.
Right.
Because the World Health Organization has now taken the rare step of classifying an ongoing Ebola outbreak.
Yay!
In the Eastern Congo as, quote, a public health emergency of international concern.
Now, what is, you know, it's so fucked up. Whenever I hear Ebola and it's not going to make any sense, I just want to say it like how I think Oprah would say it. Ebola! Sorry. You've got Ebola!
You get Ebola, and you get Ebola, and you get Ebola.
Everybody gets Ebola. What is now, for those playing along at home, what is Ebola exactly? It's a disease.
It's a hemorrhagic fever
disease
that causes you to bleed out of every orifice.
Great.
That you've got. Okay. Including your eyeballs.
And Donald Trump is protecting our country from getting Ebola.
Is he?
I mean, I would like to think so.
I mean, he wanted to shut down all travel from Africa when Obama was president. You'll recall he was outraged that Obama was shooting down passenger planes that were flying in from Nairobi.
Is Donald Trump, though, does he has this... God, not to get away from the important Ebola story, but Donald Trump has this image where he likes to be known as a germaphobe, but yet he had sex with Stormy Daniels condomless. You know?
Yeah.
So, is he a germaphobe? He doesn't want Ebola!
The last time that the WHO declared an international emergency for Ebola was during the 2014-2016 outbreak in West Africa that killed more than 11,000 people.
Oh, shit.
The designation means the current outbreak qualifies for a higher level of global vigilance.
Oh, yes.
And mobilization to prevent it from spreading.
Oh, my gosh. That's just real shitty.
It began spreading in the conflict-ridden North Kivu province last summer. Has currently infected more than 2,500, killing 1,700.
Damn!
This is the highest level of alert that they issue.
We're so fucked.
It is only invoked in response to the most dire threats and has only been issued 4 times before.
See, our country, God, we're so fucked up. You know, all this shit we're dealing with was Trump is just created by him. These camps. This racist bullshit. We could be concentrating on problems like the one you're describing. Like Ebola. We could be working on that shit.
Well, and I think one of the reasons that the previous outbreak was stemmed was that we sent a bunch of our smart people over there to help get rid of it. Do you think Trump is investing money?
No.
Sending money to help Africa?
No. And whenever I talk about Trump, I like to remind myself of what he cares about. He cares about grabbing pussies. We know that. He cares about raping people. That's big for him. He likes McDonald's. That's correct.
Golf.
Loves. Oh, my gosh. He loves golf, Pat. In fact, how much golf have we paid for? Billions.
Over 100 million.
Masturbation. Sadomasochistic abuse.
Go to the part where he asks.
Mr. Speaker, I request permission to read the definition of sadism.
Please continue.
Please continue.
Yes.
No, please continue.
Oh, that guy kills it. That guy kills it. What's that guy's name? Whatever the fuck.
No, he's the Speaker of the House of Washington State at the time.
Speaker of the House of Washington State at the time.
Or the acting speaker.
Right.
They have people.
Yes.
Although then they would usually say Mr. Chairman instead.
Right.
If it wasn't the speaker. So I guess that was the actual speaker.
But good job. Whoever that is. Nice work. You killed it.
Please continue.
Please continue. Yes.
We're enjoying the hell out of this. I can't wait to hear this on Crab Diving later.
Oh, my God. A whole lot, too. You're going to hear
months
it.
Months and months.
A whole lot. It's almost this like, it's not better than Louis Gohmert, right? It's not. This shit.
Oh, man. That's Sophie's Choice.
Right.
Penetration of the vagina or rectum by any object.
I mean, that was on the House floor.
It's any object.
Of the Washington State House.
Any noun. Any non-proper noun. Well, it could be a proper noun. It could be a proper noun.
Sure.
Bill's sunglasses.
It says an effective new vaccine has had some success in slowing Ebola.
Okay.
But the rate of infections has increased recently, and health workers worry that cases are going unreported, making the spread of the virus harder to contain.
Oh, now this is all bad news that you're giving us.
It's not good.
It's not good.
Attacks by armed groups and violent pushback from locals frustrated by the ubiquitous presence of health workers have forced the international response to pause from time to time.
You think? Oh, my God. How do you get doctors down there? Imagine you're a doctor. Someone's saying, hey, Dr. Vile, we would really like you to, give back to this planet. We're going to send you to where Ebola is in Africa. Now, from time to time, there's going to be some shenanigans with some armed insurgents, militants, that type of thing. I hope you don't mind.
Right.
I mean, shit, dude.
Oh, look at my African American over here. Look at him.
The thing with Africa by Toto, do you think they were like, Toto is like a few more measures before those synthesizers kick in? They get really a lot of drums.
Should we do
front.
8 or 16? Yeah.
Always more. Always more. Make them really want those synths.
Let's see. I've got. That's another headline.
Yay.
So,
Ebola. Ebola.
It spreads through bodily fluids.
Oh, great. That's the best.
Not yet airborne.
Okay, perfect.
But we all know the shit can mutate.
How would it mutate? Don't tell me somehow a bunch of science bullshit.
The virus mutates and
Bale?
Somehow it gets to the point where then it's airborne. Then we're all fucked.
Bale like Ebola? Bale like Ebola?
That's like these flus that...
Blech.
You know, some swine flu. A pig yes. gets a flu that we normally wouldn't be affected by, but then it mutates, and suddenly it's a health risk to us.
Intern, will you send God the following message just whenever you get a chance? Dear God, why the fuck did you create bodily fluids, if in fact it seems like the only purpose of these bodily fluids is to spread these horrible fucking diseases, God? Why?
Well, there's...
Send that
other
intern.
Uses for certain bodily fluids.
Yes. It burns! The Ebola!
So there you go. Keep your, I don't know. Don't...
Sheets of plastic.
Don't lick up any puddles of bodily fluid in...
Right.
In Africa.
Yes. Or anywhere, actually. If it's... You know, I did the Wizard of AIDS. The Wizard of AIDS for a while in Chicago.
And it was a children's educational play, right?
A musical adaptation of The Wizard of Oz that teaches kids about AIDS awareness and prevention. Yes. And after the show, there is a Q&A session. And the facilitators are people that answer questions about AIDS and stuff like that. The rule about body fluids, if it's wet and it's not yours, don't touch it.
Sproguard is disposable and washable, so you can stay clean every time. And shipping is discreet so that your privacy is protected. This product is not available in stores, so visit Sproguard.com to make sure you get yours. Sproguard, because protection is everything.
That's perfect. That read was perfect. That's the one. Well, okay. But
yeah, I was the outtakes must be hilarious.
Sproguard. Oh yeah.
Oh, don't go to Sproguard.com now.
Why is it like?
I don't know. It came up all in Chinese.
Oh shit! Your computer has now been compromised.
Has Ebola.
You got Ebola, baby.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern live. And then we're out on all the places you can find podcasts.
Right.
I've got this, you know, the same shit's going on with Trump's racism.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
And the disgusting Republican Party is just slithering away back under the rocks. Nobody's saying anything bad. Or if they are, it's kind of like, well, I don't necessarily agree with what the president said, but those four bitches are evil.
He said, why don't you go back from whence you came?
Are people who are
president,
three of them that were born in the United States of America. And one is a natural born citizen.
I mean, one
who's a naturalized citizen.
It's like we have all in the family without the meathead to tell the meathead or, oh God, I forgot her name. What was Archie's wife's?
Edith.
Edith. There's no, we've got the Archie Bunker show, all in the family. No Edith, no meathead, no Gloria, not even Sam the fucking butcher.
You don't think Melania wanders into the Oval Office and is like, be best. Donald, I don't like your bullying. Be best.
I think Melania hates Donald Trump as much as we do. Different reasons.
Oh, yeah, I would concur.
You know, I don't know.
But there are several meatheads not capitalized.
Right.
Yes. One of which is the product of a Trumpian mushroom load.
That actually almost made me vomit. Let's see, it's a $100 mic. This pop screen's like $15 and this XLR cable, that's $20. That would have been an expensive vomit. So be careful.
Unless you project and hit the board, and that's a couple $100.
$300.
Eric Trump.
Barracuda face. God, he's ugly.
Eric fucking Trump was on, yes. I apologize to your ear holes, gird them up, everyone, because you're going to hear Eric Trump on Fox and Friends.
Oh, shit. Is his wife Laura? Is it Laura?
Laura? I don't know how they
I read someone that Laura has to wear a Sproguard on her face when she fucks her husband.
Or she asks him to wear one. On his face.
Put it on. Put this latex mask over your fucking head. And I want some Valium.
Let's do some cosplay, honey.
Oh, you know what? You know these people, all these rich people that hate their husbands. Everybody's a piece of shit. Everybody's with other pieces of shit. You know these people are so fucking pilled up. Surely. Right?
Pilled up, snorted up, smoked up, whatever. Probably not a lot of, I don't know if there's a lot of weed going on.
No,
to be a lot of
Xanax.
Xanax.
I'm boofing Xanax.
And amphetamines.
Right.
Oh, yes. So here's the quote of the day from Eric Trump.
Oh, shit. I don't know this one. This should be good.
On the Fox and Friends. And this is pretty typical Trumpian math. Uh-oh.
And guys, I'm telling you, 95% of this country is behind him in this message. I mean, people love this nation.
Well, sir.
95, he means this racist bullshit. 95% of the people are behind him. 95% of the people in this country hate brown people.
Does he believe, you think he believes this? Or you think he knows he's lying?
He knows he's lying.
Yeah. But he is the dumb one, right? He's a dumb one.
I don't know about that. Don Jr. is pretty fucking stupid. But Don Jr. is the one that Trump himself makes more fun of.
But it's... Look at Eric's eyes.
Well, I mean, you know, that doesn't mean he's dumb.
He's just so beady just looking and like...
He got the unfortunate genetics.
God. No, he got the fortunate genetics. He got the genetics where his daddy's rich as shit.
He says, my father is in there. He's fighting every single day. He has to fight against the media. He has to fight against these lunatics.
Uh-oh.
Like AOC.
Right, of course.
And guys, I'm telling you, 95% of this country is behind him in this nation, in this message. I mean, people love this nation.
Eric, why are you so high-pitched when you say wacko shit? Have you ever noticed that? It's a very high-pitched voice. It's very odd.
Odd. Meanwhile, he's not even at 95% approval rating with Republicans, who give him a net 72% in the latest Reuters poll.
Which is so disgusting. 72%
of Republicans
want to suck this guy off.
Still love them some Trump.
Gross.
It is possible in context that Eric meant 95% of people approve of the way Trump is handling his fight with the four Democratic congresswomen of color, but this is also wrong. The latest numbers show that 68% of Americans find Trump's demand that they go back to where they came from offensive. 68% of all Americans.
Wow.
Over two-thirds.
Well, that's good, but it should
be. And even
more.
Among Republicans, 43% say that it's wrong.
You know,
that means 57% right. Say it's okay.
I mean, it's insane. I read a satire site had a headline. Trump says that what he meant they should go back to the kitchen rather than where they came from.
Yes.
But you know, I had to actually look up that site was satire.
Well, that's the Trumpian era.
I mean, do you really get
to
say?
You have to.
He could have said that.
Yeah. Poe's Law.
Yeah.
On the internet is right. Things are so crazy right now that you can't tell the difference between satire and reality.
Right.
We just played a clip of a guy that thinks bail is sending hurricanes at places that vote against women's right to choose.
That's some Asgardian shit. That's Asgardian shit. If you live on Asgard, yes, there's someone probably hanging out on the beach. It's like, what's your superpower? I send hurricanes, motherfucker. But that's Asgard. And we live on Earth.
And apparently Harp.
And Harp, whatever the fuck that is.
Harp.
Deep state, bitch.
So, you know, the Trump's in their numbers.
Yay.
Typical.
Good job. Congratulations. Eric Trump is disgusting. I think we'd look funny with a scroll guard on his face, though. His little nose pushed back. He's like, oh, it burns.
His sharp little teeth.
Oh, yeah.
From the dick hole, poking out from the dick hole.
Trying to eat through the anus so I can breathe and not choke. That's a horrible way to go. Can you imagine how you die? You get asphyxiated with a scroll guard on your fucking face. A Florida man.
We've got, oh, God, there was a round table.
Oh, yeah.
Of Texas Republican Boy. Women.
Ooh.
On CNN, eight Texas GOP women were interviewed on CNN about this bullshit with Trump.
We love it. Love it.
I think this might be too long.
Is this going to be disturbing?
Did the
what? Oh, the internet, dude.
What?
Oh, never mind.
Oh, let me play this. Interesting. So, the I can't find that clip now.
Right. What, who's, what's the clip of?
The of the Republican women.
Right. Oh, in Texas. Lovely.
Having some issues. Well, nonetheless,
they say they
don't
some fucked up shit.
They don't think what he said is racist.
Oh, okay. But what else is it? I listen, okay. Let's for a second. Let's entertain this. Then what if it's not racist? How would you characterize it?
I just want to make sure the Eric Trump clip got out. I wasn't sure that I had pressed the right button, but you know, just in case I didn't.
And guys, I'm telling you, 95% of this country is behind him in this message. I mean, but, people love this nation.
Well, sir,
that was Brian Kilmeade, I'm sure, coming up with something awesome to say in supplement to Eric Trump's spewage.
Yes, the spewage.
So yeah, these eight Republican women,
right,
on the CNN were like, well, it's what he said wasn't racist because he never mentioned a color.
What?
Even though you can, if you look up like racist tropes in articles, you can literally find the quote, go back to where you came from as a blatant racist statement before Trump said that.
And I would say this, people on this panel assembled by CNN, I would say if you were on a panel and you were asked to determine whether something is racist, I mean, there's a good chance maybe it is. You know what I mean? I mean, it's you're not on the panel for nothing. It's not like it was innocuous. Okay, let's say it's not racist. Then it must be something fucked up because it's all over the news. Do they think it's a big conspiracy by the deep state? Is QAnon going to come out of the sky?
The argument is that everybody that with the radical left now, anybody that disagrees with them is a racist. It's that simple. If you disagree with the radical left, you're a racist.
You know, I'm fine with them thinking that. I even like it. That good. That's fine. Because fuck you. But the problem is, it's like these moderate Democrats, they really need to get more vocal about this shit. And it's like, to me, well, we're in this insane place where it's like the Democrats want to run an election where they talk about healthcare and they talk about all this good shit, which they should. Nobody wants to talk about the bad shit Trump's doing. They want to ignore the fact that the Mueller report exists and that there's content in the Mueller report that is fucking bananas.
Yes.
But nobody wants to run on that. The only person that wants to run on the fucking Mueller report is Trump for the wrong fucking reasons. We're in a fucked up time.
Meanwhile, there's a new video that surfaced.
Yes.
Newly revealed video recorded in 1992.
Okay.
Shows Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein together ogling NFL cheerleaders at a party.
That's our president, baby!
Held at Mar-a-Lago.
Yay!
The video recorded by NBC, broadcast Wednesday by MSNBC, shows Trump, then a celebrity businessman, dancing with dozens of cheerleaders for the Buffalo Bills and Miami Dolphins, and then greeting Epstein and two other men. Trump and the accused pedophile Epstein are then, well, they're both accused of pedophiles.
Yes.
Are then seen pointing towards various women and commenting on their looks.
You know, this story, I think about the quote from the famous, I believe it was Antoine Robinson or Dobson. Hide your sister.
Hide your kids.
Because they're raping everybody up in here.
Climbing in your windows.
They are. Because they're raping everybody up in here.
She's hot, Trump says about one of the women.
What a boorish load.
And then leans in to say something that makes Epstein double over with laughter.
Oh my God. What is it? Do we know?
We can't tell. Trump has tried to downplay his friendship with Epstein. recently, he said, we had a falling out.
How could you had a falling out with a child rapist, child sex trafficker person? God, you imagine I'm sitting here trying to say what Epstein is, and I said person. You know what I mean? Because what? I'm trying to say, I'm trying to be... child rapist person.
In 2002, Trump said, I've known Jeff for 15 years. Terrific guy. He's a lot of fun to be with. It is even said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side.
When did he say that? When
2002.
Was... Terrific. He's terrific. Duterte was fantastic, by the way.
So I think Trump said it was like 15 years ago that they had their little falling out. So that would be, what, 2004?
Right.
But he hasn't elaborated on what that little falling out was. I'm not a fan, he said. Yeah. I'm not a fan. Right.
Well, you know, say what you will about Obama, you fucking assholes. But, I mean, you can't ignore the fact that Donald Trump's his favorite people. They're the sex trafficker dude. Duterte, Kim Jong-un, Putin, the MBS. What other dick bag does he like? He likes that wacko in Poland. Whatever that fucking guy is, he probably loves the shit out of that loon in Hungary.
Viktor Orban. He loves Viktor Orban.
Oh, yes. Sucky, and, sucky, Jackie, Jackie.
Bolsonaro.
Oh, yes. The guy in Brazil.
Who wants to recriminalize homosexuality.
Oh, yeah. Loves that guy.
Bad news.
Okay.
The House voted a little while ago to kill the articles of impeachment brought forward by Al Green.
God fucking damn it. Explain that. Because his articles were based on the racist shit he said, right?
95 votes in favor, all Democrats, 332 against.
Yeah.
So a whole bunch of that means, you know, a couple hundred Democrats voted no.
How many Democrats voted against to condemn Trump's racist statements?
All of them.
How do you not vote for this then? How do they square not voting for this? Shame.
This is the first time the Democratic House has been confronted with a vote on impeachment. Green, whose previous impeachment votes have accused Trump of inflaming racial tensions, offered the measure immediately.
Right.
The House voted to condemn Trump over tweets targeting the four Democratic congresswomen.
You just said racial tensions. And that, just to remind you, that was the name of our neighbor. That was a drag name.
Rachel.
Rachel.
I said racial
tensions. Oh, that's right. But it's close. Rachel tensions. Yes. I mean, that's a goddamn genius name. That's a genius drag name.
Drag name, yeah.
Really?
Especially for like a 6'7", 300-pound African-American gentleman.
Yeah. Who also got paid to sing. Who's an opera singer. Who at times got paid to sing happy birthday voice messages. So every once in a while, he'd be in our place to hear, happy birthday!
Speaker Nancy Pelosi has sought to quash talks of impeachment, and her side won the vote today.
Right.
But it also made clear that a large and growing number of Democrats want to take action against Trump, even before hearing from Mueller.
Yes.
Which I think is next week.
Right.
Al Green argued the House should go farther and move to impeach Trump for a pattern of inflaming racial tensions in America. He forced a vote on his articles of impeachment by filing them as privileged resolution, which triggered a process that acquires House floor action within 2 days.
Hey, Al Green, I don't know if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, streaming on the Crab Diving Network. But you find it strange that so many people voted, so many Dems voted to condemn the racist statements of our president, but didn't want to vote to bring impeachment against our racist president for saying racist bullshit. It's weird. It's like you have a babysitter and the parents find out that the babysitter is saying fucked up, whacked out shit to their kids. And then the mom will then condemn the babysitter. And then the kids will say something like, hey, why don't you fire the babysitter? And the mom's like, no, not yet. It's not good strategy. So we're not going to do anything about that. Yeah. Strange.
So that's that.
Yay.
I've also got, this is pretty typical.
Crab diving, typical.
And pretty fucking gross.
Gross.
It's a Republican, so of course they go hand in hand. Yes. You'll recall a few weeks ago, John Stewart was in the news for his impassioned plea in front of a House committee.
Man, good for him.
To re-up the funding for the first responders' medical care from 9/11. He urged them to quit kicking the fucking can down the road every couple of years and just make it permanent.
Yes.
The House voted, I think, pretty overwhelmingly, 400 and some, like very few voted against it. Only assload of Republicans voted against it.
Assload.
Up at the Senate, though, it was put to, I think, its first procedural vote.
Yes.
And we have one senator objecting to unanimous consent to just let's go ahead and do it without debating it.
Okay.
And that would be Senator Rand Paul. What shocker.
What the fuck? Why?
Because we have to figure out how to pay for this, Ryan. Even though Rand Paul voted for the $1 trillion tax cuts for the rich that fuck the poor.
You don't have, hey, Rand, to the people that the buildings were falling down, it was hell. They ran towards it.
Yeah.
You don't figure out how to pay for it,
and
just pay for it.
We're lied to about the health risks involved.
Yes. Oh, yeah. What? God, you motherfucker.
Rand Paul blocked an attempt by the Democrats to pass an extension of the September 11th Victim Compensation Fund. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand from New York tried to get unanimous consent on the House-approved bill, which would reauthorize funding until 2090.
God, yes. You couldn't vote for that, you piece of fucking shit.
The bill cleared the House 402-12
last week. Hey, Rand, let me be clear. You're a piece of shit, and your dad's a fucking piece of shit. You're both shit. Man.
But little Randy Paul objected, said, look at the growing debt.
So
argued that
what?
Any new spending should be offset by cuts to other spending. But get ready, because this is what we're going to hear when the Democrats and the adults take over in 2020.
Hopefully.
This will be the Republican squeal from all of them. Suddenly, they're going to be worried about deficits and debt again.
Yes.
After they literally blew a fucking hole in the Titanic. They next to where the iceberg hit the deficit, they put some C4 and blew the hole even bigger to make the ship sink faster.
Here's why Democrats need fighters. This story is why Dems need fighters. We don't need centrists that try to reach across the aisle to work with these bags of garbage.
Rand Paul said, it's long been my feeling that we need to address our massive debt in the country. Therefore, any new spending should be offset by cutting spending that's less valuable. We need to, at the very least, have this debate.
Can you imagine running into a building that's been hit by a plane that's on fire? People, I remember 9/11. I remember watching all the fucking news. People were jumping out of that building because they were on fire. And then these rescue workers went into a building that was going to fall down. And my God, that squirrel just scared the living cleanup, shit out of me.
And the cleanup afterwards
was horrific.
Asbestos and all kinds of cancer-causing shit.
Our society should say whatever you fucking need.
These responders have gotten these rare cancers that can only be explained by exposure to these nasty chemicals and shit that they were breathing and eating and drinking and inhaling and all that shit.
Did this piece of garbage Rand Paul say yes to those tax cuts that you mentioned?
That's what I just said. Yeah,
he voted for that.
He voted for them.
How could you vote for that and not vote for this? You think Wells Fargo needs a tax break, but these people don't? Just take care of them, you fucking piece of garbage.
He wants to add an amendment to the House bill, and probably after the uproar, and he's trending on the Twitter of people calling him out for his blinding hypocrisy. I don't know why you would call out a Republican on blinding hypocrisy, because that's all they have.
They don't care.
It's all they have.
They don't give a shit. And if you vote, God, if you vote for this motherfucker, suck a cock.
He said he's offering, he wants an amendment, but until then, I will object. A spokesman later for Rand Paul said he's not blocking anything. He's simply seeking to pay for it. As with any bill, Senator Paul always believes it needs to be paid for. He's simply offering an amendment which other senators support to pay for the legislation.
You know, the point John Stewart was making that I thought was you know, these guys waiting on this care, these first responders, they're dying.
One literally died between the time he testified 2 or 3 weeks ago at Congress. He passed away like last week or 2 weeks ago.
If those people aren't heroic, I mean, can't we take care of them? What is our country worth? What are we worth if we have concentration camps and you can't even pass this? God. And,
you know, what would prevent us from needing this? Universal health care.
Oh, that's a good point,
would
Pat.
Would prevent us from needing this.
God.
Yeah. Senator Gillibrand said she's deeply disappointed that my colleague has just objected to the desperately needed and urgent bill for our 9/11 first responders.
You piece of shit.
Despite the back and forth on the floor, the Senate is expected to pass the bill eventually before they leave for their summer recess by August 2nd. Cocaine Mitch fast-tracked the House bill to the Senate calendar this week. It's not like the calendar is stuffed with activity. We know that he's not doing fuck all except rubber stamping unqualified lunatic activist judges.
What? Why is Rand Paul doing this? Like, why does he want to be
look
the one
me,
guy?
Look at me. But he's going to go home to Kentucky and say, look, the Democrats are trying to spend your money. I'm voting the net.
Guess what? The first responders, they should get money spent on them. If they need it, they need their health care. They're sick from what they... Oh, my God. This is bananas. Yeah, Rand Paul, isn't he a doctor? Isn't he an optometrist?
Yeah, but wasn't there some dubious designation? Like, it was a... some title he was granted, but then it was a title granted by an organization that he founded or something like that.
I don't remember that.
I thought there was something, some designation like society
up.
Of something, you know, that he,
but he is in the healthcare industry or he has knowledge of what it means to be sick and to need healthcare. Right. And so did his fucking dad. God,
Cocaine Mitch said after a meeting with the 9/11 first responders that it was his plan to bring up the bill before the recess.
We want to try to deal with this before the August recess, he said.
Yeah, okay.
But then he also remembers shit on John Stewart saying, you know, this has always been our plan to do this, and I don't know why he's getting upset and everything.
People are dying. The people that ran into the World Trade Center, these first responders from 9/11, they're dying.
And how about we let them go bankrupt and their families go bankrupt as a cost of them being the cleanup
and the stress.
And first responders?
It's criminal. You imagine the stress that you feel trying to pay for all your health care and then you're dying.
Yeah.
You were one of the people that ran. And this is from being a hero on 9/11. This is what you get from our fucking country, from Rand Paul. Oh, my God. What a piece of garbage. Fuck him.
But he does it.
Yeah.
He squeals pig squeals, does fake filibusters. Remember those?
Oh, God. I forgot about that.
They're not even real filibusters. And then he threatens to hold everything up, and then he ends up voting for the Republican. He ends up goose-stepping right in line. When he was remember when he was pretending to be against the health care, Obamacare? Then he was pretending to be against some other shit. Oh, yeah. Of course. Every single time.
Right.
It's just a big fucking joke. So a pox on Rand Paul.
No, absolutely. Good God.
Not all the Republicans, really. They're
a pox on the Republicans. And the shame is
scumbags these days.
And all those first responders have the pox. They're sick. They're sick people that need help. And all you got to, you could have just voted for the thing.
And you know what? Every single member that voted against this has really good health care provided by we the people.
And don't they have a really nice fucking sweet pharmacy right under the...
Oh, sure. That's where Trump's doctor hands out Xannies and uppers.
Oh, yes. They're all getting Xannies. They're all getting Adderalls, opioids, all the shit they fucking... They get all... Our government, the people who work in our government, get all the shit they fucking want, and we do not. And they work for us. That is fucked up.
Well, this guy's got a great idea on the Twitter. Patrick Simpson tweeted, he's an Indiana journalist.
Yes.
Said John Stewart should move to Kentucky and run for Senate. Fuck Rand Paul, fucking traitor.
Absolutely. Why not, John? Run, go move to Kentucky. Get a residence there. I think you could afford a house. Oh God, John Stewart. Do you think he's like, I'm not moving to Kentucky?
Yeah. Why should we punish John Stewart for that?
Isn't someone running against
Cocaine Mitch? The I
she's
forget
a veteran,
her name,
right?
She's a like a combat pilot or something like that.
Well, why? Well, we know why people in Kentucky like why Republicans like Cocaine Mitch, because his wife funnels all this money from her department into the state. So while he sits around and they don't pass any infrastructure bills or anything like that, his state's taken care of because he's got all this, you know, this grift and bullshit going on with his wife, right?
Yeah, and he's a racist.
Oh, yeah.
Pictures of Cocaine Mitch with at events with stars and bars all over the place.
He loves it. I mean, it's hard to tell what he loves with that face because...
Didn't he come out on stage with a flintlock that one time? Remember? Yes. Like some weird rifle?
These old Republican white guys, boy, they're fucked up. They're either like raping kids. I don't know.
They're
hanging out with...
A gross breed right now.
Yes, they are, Pat. Yes, they are.
We got about 40 minutes left here in the big old show.
Yay!
Don't forget Faithless Friday, everybody. We'll aim our slings and arrows over at the evangelical dick shits.
Fuck yes, all the dick shits. We're coming for you, dick shits.
Did you see Mark Sanford?
Oh, my God.
Mark Sanford, former governor of South Carolina and current or former. Then he was representative. He was elected as a representative after he was run out in humiliation as governor.
Yes.
For he's the guy that vanished.
Yes.
As governor of a state.
Right.
Flew down to Venezuela Colombia or somewhere in South America.
It was
Argentina
Chile.
Or Chile. I don't know. One of them.
It was Chile.
To bang his mistress.
Right. Well.
And his staff, when questioned after a couple of days by some reporters who were like, hey, we haven't seen the governor recently. Where is he?
Yeah.
The only thing they could come up with is he has decided to go walk the Appalachian Trail out of contact.
Right, right. What a horrible lie, though. Because if I'm a reporter, I'm like, where is he exactly? I want to go interview him while he's doing this dumb
shit. That's why they said he was, he's, there's no cell service.
Oh, right.
Where he's in the Appalachian Trail right now doing some soul searching.
Yeah. I mean, if he...
Meanwhile, he was on the treasure trail down in...
yes.
On some...
little treasure hunt here in Venezuela.
Who I believe is now his wife. I think that...
I don't know, Pat.
That unshockingly injured his marriage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well. You know, I was listening to NPR, and, you know, he just went back into politics because he was broke and needed money, and that's all he knows how to do. And so he won on just on pure fucking name recognition.
Yep. And he's a Republican.
Crazy.
And angry old white Republicans just flick hard. They don't care.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck you.
And he's been on telly the past couple of days talking about his possible run for president. He's just throwing it out there. Even today, he was backtracking a little. He's like, well, you know, I'm just trying to see. I think we really need to focus on the debt and the deficit. And fortunately, every single journalist that's been interviewing him, I've seen like three, I think, in the past few days, have ripped him a new hole.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, why are you Republicans? Where is the rest of the Republican Party complaining about the debt and the deficit after these ridiculous tax cuts
that
have blown a hole in the debt, in the deficit?
It's kind of weird to ignore that, right?
Oh, but all the money's going to trickle down and it's going to come back.
Right.
How's that working?
You know, if he's going to run against Schittler or whatever the fuck this
he's not.
Wouldn't you love?
Because he said, I don't know if I'm going to put together a commission.
Oh, yeah.
Or run for president or whatever.
I mean, it would be funny to hear Trump talk about Mark Sanford's deal. Mm. Because, you know, he would just say, this is Mark Sanford.
Well, didn't he tweet that once? That there was a primary and Trump endorsed his opponent, who was a Trumpian rectal massager.
And that's a weird one to fit on a business card.
And
Trumpian rectal massager.
One of Trump's tweets was like, wouldn't he be more happy down in Venezuela or wherever? I mean, Trump literally went there, was like, he'd be happier down in Chile.
Because, you know, every fucking time, if he any debate, he would Trump would bring it back to that. That'd be kind of funny.
And everything. Yeah. What about Chile?
Yeah, Mark. Why would somebody...
Hillary said we don't need a puppet for Putin.
I'm not the puppet. You're the puppet. You're the puppet. I'm not the puppet. You're the puppet.
That was his brilliant retort at the debates.
How do you explain his existence?
And Republicans were like, oh, he owned that bitch.
Well, I mean, you know, the fucked up thing is like, okay, so we have evidence that Russia influenced the election on behalf of Trump.
Yes.
And Trump wouldn't be president if it weren't for this interference from Russia, right?
Correct. I'm not even going to say I believe. There's ample evidence.
Right.
When you have only 70,000 votes
over
three different states,
right,
as that swayed the election.
Yes.
I think it's pretty safe to say that.
Then how is he?
70,000 people may have been convinced, maybe not even to vote for Trump, but just not to vote, or not to vote for Hillary, not to go out there because they were pummeled with months and months of, oh my God, she's the most corrupt person I've ever seen in my life.
So keep that in mind, what you just said. Trump's a puppet of Putin. That's evidence of that. How do you dispute that? Of course he's Putin's puppet. Right. The man put him in office.
Yeah. Who were the first people he had in the Oval Office?
A bunch of Russians.
Kislyak and Lavrov.
Why are they at the inaugural bullshit? Why were there Russians at the inauguration?
Right. And that donated a lot of cash to that inaugural fund, that because they had to pay at least $50 to $60 million to get Three Doors Down alone.
They suck. And why was Mike Flynn talking to Kislyak, right? Were they on the phone all buddy-buddy and shit? Is that not suspicious? Is that normal for your NSA? Is it normal?
Jeff Bosesh.
Talking to Russia.
Yeah.
Lying about it.
To Congress about it.
How is that normal?
Well, in the Trump administration, that's perfectly normal.
How is it normal that Mittens was going to be Secretary of State, and then we found some email where Putin tells Trump to make, what's his fuck? That big guy. With no personality, from the oil industry. Weird-looking guy. What's his name? I forgot his name. Call him a fucking idiot.
Tillerson.
That's not normal. Is it normal? Is it normal to have an oligarch from the oil industry be our Secretary of State because Russia said so? Is that fucking normal?
Oh, no.
My God!
And the Ukraine, the only change to the Republican platform, which still hasn't been explained.
Yes.
The only change to the Republican platform was, let's get rid of that part that says we'll support the people of Ukraine against the incursion of Russia.
That's not normal either.
Let's get rid of that.
That is not normal. None of this is normal.
The only change.
The only change.
To the Republican platform that the Trump, that the, after Trump won the primary.
It is, okay, and the other thing I can't get over the Russia shit, that the spy that was arrested here,
yes.
What's her name?
I don't remember.
She was posing as a journalist at some event.
Yes.
Brought up the question about Russia, unprovoked, unprompted, right? Out of thin air. All of a sudden, she's asking about sanctions with Russia, and Trump says, we don't need the sanctions.
I don't think we'll need those sanctions anymore, because Vlad and I will get along well.
Is that normal? Is it normal?
None of this has been normal.
Fuck this. It's not normal.
So Justin Amash is on the Sanford train, apparently.
Oh, boy. Ooh.
Former Republican Justin Amash, who is the one, at the time, Republican, now former Republican.
Ooh.
Which says everything about their party.
Yes.
Because he was the one Republican that said, I don't know, maybe this guy should be impeached.
And he's a T-loon.
He had literally the most conservative voting record by whatever those measures are, where you vote who's conservative, who's liberal. He's a libertarian, hardcore loon.
He's a fuck-twant.
Yet he was the one who's had some scruples.
I don't have to show him any love. I do not have to praise this fucknut. He is from the Tea Party.
He said, I know Mark. He's thoughtful. He's humble. He learned from his mistakes and grown. And I think we really need a person like that in the White House, Amash said. My perspective is that the party is lost for quite a while and that this party system is corrosive. I don't think it can be redeemed anytime soon, but it's good to have voices out there. And the more voices you have, the more likely a miracle could happen.
Wow. Thank you. This is Justin Amash.
Yes.
Do we have any golf claps we can play for that? I mean, oh boy. Thank you so much. Boy, way to stand up. Nice.
Okay. Amash told CNN he's remained more focused on his own district, says he will. He has refused to rule out a third party presidential run, but said he would not run as a running mate with Sanford. I don't want to get involved in the Republican primary in that way, he said.
Oh, okay. I mean, the only thing redeemable about this Justin Amash, this Tea Party nutball, is that he's the one guy that says our loony, rapist, racist, Russia-colluding president should be impeached. Of course! Of course, Justin! Welcome to the party of sanity! Do you want your dick sucked because you're sane? God!
The we've got, what is this? Omar.
Oh, you wee wee.
Oh, this will never fly.
Yeah.
Representative Omar introduced a House resolution yesterday reaffirming Americans' rights to boycott in pursuit of civil and human rights. See, this is in response to what I think are these ridiculous un-American laws that they're trying to pass, punishing people who support the BDS movement, the boycott, divest, and sanctions against Israel.
I mean,
their atrocities,
like boycotting, not like buying certain products or services.
Simple as that. Free market. Where are these free market Republicans?
Right.
When it has to do with this. They're the first ones to squeal boycott.
Oh, yes.
On anything. The million moms, all eight of the fat old ladies in a basement in Kentucky somewhere with 200,000 email addresses each. They're the first to leap on something and call for a boycott. Yet when people like Omar and, I don't know, me say that we should boycott Israel until stop these atrocities against the Palestinians.
Yes. You know, the funny thing is when the right tries to boycott, it never works. My favorite story. The best story about the fucking right wing nut job boycott fail is when they wanted to boycott the production of Hamilton. Yeah. Because the cast of Hamilton, when Mike Pence showed up to Broadway to watch them, spoke out against him to his
nice,
fucking face.
Kindly and civilly.
Yes. Yeah.
They implored him.
Right.
To be fair and just and things like that. And of course, the Republicans took that as an insult.
Right.
Because how dare you ask us to be fair and just?
And they called for a boycott on a show that is sold out
for 3 years.
For the next 3 years.
Yeah.
You guys are fucking sad ass fucking losers.
Representative Omar put forth this resolution co-sponsored by Rashida Tlaib and John Lewis.
Damn.
The resolution seeks to affirm, quote, all Americans have the right to participate in boycotts in pursuit of civil and human rights at home and abroad as protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution.
Of course.
I don't know how these laws are passing anywhere. In Texas, there's some law that says if you work for the state, you can't work for the state and have these BDS views. Remember, we did the story of she was like a visiting nurse that works for some state organization in Texas.
Right.
That she got fired. They refused to renew her contract.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Because she posts on Facebook, boycott Israel.
But wait, let's say I want this widget is available to buy.
Yes.
But I don't want to buy this widget because of where it's produced or what company it is.
You're going to
for
jail,
whatever
man,
reason.
If it's from Israel.
Am I?
You have to buy that from Israel.
But if I don't buy it, how do I get in trouble for not buying it? How do you know why I'm not buying this? And isn't that my business? I am not. I can choose to not buy these sunglasses, right, intern? Intern, am I allowed to buy these sunglasses, yes or no? I'm allowed to not buy these.
Well, yeah, you just can't tell people why you're not. You can't tell people why you're not buying.
What about my first fucking amendment?
Not Republicans don't care about that. Only when their First Amendment
rights
are allegedly
the only amendment
infracted upon.
Which amendment do they like? I forget. Which one is it?
The second is
that's
the only
right,
one that matters.
Pat. They love the Second Amendment. Love it.
This resolution opposes unconstitutional legislative efforts to limit the use of boycotts to further civil rights.
Yeah.
I really don't understand how this is even possible. And
I don't
and
get it either.
There's a bunch of Democrats that vote for this shit.
Well, isn't
these
that
anti-BDS laws?
Isn't that where all the controversy between Pelosi and Ilhan? Isn't that the basis of this? Well,
some of it, and AIPAC puts a lot of money into a lot of candidates.
Our party has to get their shit together on this issue, don't you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, this won't fly. I don't think it'll fly. It'll certainly never get brought up by Cocaine Mitch.
Right.
If it were to pass the House. But I don't even know if it'll pass the House with the Democrats in charge. Because I think there's a bunch of Democrats that are anti-BD.
That dog is anti-crab. The dog just moved the mic away from Pat. Boy, that's some resistance.
She just literally pushed her nose into the mic and pushed it away from me because I'm not paying attention to her enough.
We got this podcast.
At BDS Movement on the Twitter tweeted, on behalf of the BDS Movement, this groundbreaking resolution will inspire human rights defenders everywhere, including BDS activists for Palestinian rights. It affirms the rights of all activists and people of conscience to advocate for human rights through boycotts against systems of oppression. What is wrong with that?
And isn't that how it's always been done? Haven't we always been allowed to boycott things we don't want?
Which is why I'm utterly baffled that any of these laws could pass anywhere. They are blatantly, violently unconstitutional.
The only thing I can figure is there's lobbyists working.
Well, sure.
Behind the scenes.
Of course, I mean, with lots of money.
Yes.
That's how the only that's the only way it works. NRA. Lots of money.
It really does bother me the way Pelosi handled this Ilhan Omar thing. It really is shameful. It's no, I mean, she really put a target on her back. She gave Schittler permission to go after Ilhan Omar.
Yeah.
It's really fucked up. God.
We also have the House voting block Trump's emergency arms sale to Saudi Arabia.
Well, I mean, geez, that sounds fine to me, right? It's above board. An emergency arms sale to, you know, MBS.
I think this one is even popular in the Senate, but for some reason, the House Republicans ain't into it.
Right. They want it. They want the emergency arms sale.
The House just passed two of three resolutions blocking the arms sales, 238 to 190, with only four Republicans breaking with their party.
What do we get? What does our country get other than money in the sale of arms? What does our how does our country benefit from the Saudis having bigger, fancier weapons?
$200 million, they're spending all this money that we're making.
But Trump, you're giving people big, scary weapons. There is a fucking consequence to that, right? I mean, why do we have to arm people? Is it there? Can we make money in other ways?
Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel, a Democrat from New York, said the three measures the House will be considering, this is before they voted, are extraordinary but necessary because they respond to what I view as an extraordinary abuse of power by the Trump administration using a phony emergency to override the authority of Congress and push through $8 billion in arms sales.
$8 billion? What kind of arms? I mean, are we talking about tanks, guns, missiles, or planes? What does that mean?
All kinds of shit.
I mean, does our government have any oversight to figure out what exactly Trump is selling the Saudis?
Oh, you know what? These were already passed by the Senate. So now they go to Trump. Who's going to veto him? And they don't have the votes to override. So he's going to get his way.
He's just going to sell those arms.
Yep. He wins.
Shit.
Because of Republican, anti-American Republicans in the House. Because if there were enough and in the Senate, they could override him. It would only take 8-ish, 9-ish Republicans in the Senate to override and a shit ton more in the House.
So what is Saudi Arabia going to do with those weapons? Use them against the Yemeni people or something?
Probably.
Yeah. Great. All the money. The money? So what?
In May, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo invoked an emergency provision of the law governing arms sales to approve 22 deals with Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Jordan,
right,
without the typical 30-day congressional review period. So they're just doing what they can to say fuck Congress. We're in charge. We're kings. It's a monarchy. We do what we want. Fuck your Congress.
Okay, I don't mean to sound like a fucking liberal ninny, but like, isn't he building a hotel in Saudi Arabia? Aren't they building something there?
Probably.
In Riyadh? I mean.
But I know they bailed out Jared, right?
Oh, the Saudis did on that building?
And among other things. Didn't they?
I thought it was Qatar.
That was in.
It's different.
No, because Jared turned on the Qatari when they. The Qatari turned him down. All of a sudden, Qatar was turned into a terrorist state.
Yes.
Remember that?
Boy, what message does that send?
For like 10 minutes, they were trying to say Qatar was a terrorist state?
So Jared just goes around countries looking for financing, but then those countries could look what happened to Qatar.
Oh, yeah.
We better give him the fucking money.
Swinging the big dick of the United States to fill his own coffers, which is very Trumpian.
Again, thank you, Republicans. Thank you, deplorables. Very good. Very good.
The move by Pompeo and Trump infuriated lawmakers accusing the administration of attempting to bypass Congress.
Yes.
Lawmakers had been blocking the sales from moving forward because of concerns about civilian casualties caused by them in Yemen's civil war.
Right.
And the atrocities.
Right.
I believe both chambers voted to stop helping them, the Saudis, with the Yemen stuff.
Oh, yeah. I thought that
and
was
Trump
the case.
Trump vetoed that. And they don't have the votes to override it.
Override its veto. What a mess. What a horrible system our government is. I mean, really, it's shit. We can't.
They're trying to say that Iran, the heightened threats from Iran are an emergency, and the Saudis need these weapons.
So maybe they don't even need the war with Iran to get something out of being of having Iran be the bad guy, to be the antagonist. Maybe they just need Iran to play that part more than they need to actually go to war against Iran. They need a boogeyman or something.
The Senate voted in June to block two of the emergency arms sales, 53-45,
yes,
and 51-45 to block the other 20.
Jesus.
The House is only voting on three of the arms sales in the interest of time, since Trump is assured to veto them. So they're not going to waste their time and vote on all, you know, 20 of these or whatever, because they know he's just going to veto it and they don't have the numbers to override it.
I mean, and America gets what out of this? I guess money. But is our government working?
Well, Trump Tower Riyadh.
Right. We're just not even serving with the Republicans. It's like serving the people. It just, they don't care. It's not even an afterthought. They're like, fuck it.
Oh, here we go. Precision guided munitions. The deal also includes the co-production of the bombs, an aspect that raised concerns among lawmakers who say it runs the risk of giving Saudis access to our sensitive technology.
Jesus. So then they can just slaughter the Yemenis.
Starve.
Right, starve them.
They're starving children right now. Literally. They are starving people and starving children to try to get them to comply.
And I can't imagine anyone has brought that point up in the White House to Trump. But if they did, what would he say?
He would say,
look at all
he
the money.
He has said. They have brought that up. Yeah, 200. What are we going to do with this $200 billion? They're buying it. What am I supposed to do? If we don't sell it to them, they're going to go to Russia or China and buy it from them.
You know, the calculations this guy can make is really disturbing. I mean, even when he talked about that bullshit melodrama that he walked us through before he supposedly was going to bomb Iran. You remember that?
Yeah.
Just walking us through, like, and he walked us through his bullshit thought process of 150 people. Well, I don't know. That's a lot of people.
That was a lie.
And it was an unmanned drone, all that other bullshit.
We know that was a lie.
That was a lie, but that's how the man thinks. There's a price tag. For a pile of dead kids, there's a price tag. For a pile of dead people,
well, no,
there's a
but
price
that proves it was a lie, because there's no, he doesn't care about the price on any
that's
amount
true
of human lives. So
it's irrelevant.
He lied about that. I didn't know how many. I was like, wait a minute, before I press this button.
Wow.
How many are going to get, how many casualties? And they left and they came back later and told me patently false from the beginning, because the first thing that they do is a casualty assessment.
So you're making the point. You're making an amazing point. Our president doesn't value human life.
No.
Well, I mean, he doesn't. He doesn't give a shit.
Not brown human life, certainly.
He values his life.
Rich.
He values Ivanka.
Rich,
maybe.
Rich white people lives.
Outside of those two, he doesn't give a fuck.
Rich white people.
His Ivanka and himself.
And rich white people.
Right. Those old, gross white people at Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, yeah.
You're saying they're people. I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah, air quotes.
Right. They're inflatable furniture.
House is busy today. Despite Billy Barr, not our attorney general, Trump's attorney.
Right.
William Barr. And Commerce Secretary Lightning Wilbur Ross.
Yay! God. It's like a dehumidifier, a racist dehumidifier.
In a letter that they sent today, shortly before a House vote scheduled to hold them both in criminal contempt.
Oh, shit!
Barr and Will over the not turning over congressionally subpoenaed information on the citizenship shit.
Okay.
Which they lost.
Right.
Barr and Ross said, it's unfortunate that the House is choosing to go forward with an unjustified contempt vote regarding a citizen question that, as you know, will not be asked.
God.
So now they're saying, hey, you guys won. You shouldn't be holding us in contempt.
No, dickhead. No, I like this. The left wins something. It's not enough. You drive the sword in deeper.
We urge that the House postpone the contempt vote in order to allow the constitutionally mandated accommodation process to continue.
What about if you don't show up for a subpoena, are you in contempt? Is that how it works?
You can be declared in contempt.
So why not that with Don McGahn? Why not
They're doing that too.
Because I like this. This is good. Go get these motherfuckers.
So these two assholes, these two squealy pigs, send a letter. Don't hold us in contempt. It's not nice.
It's not nice. Bill Barr says it's not nice. Hey, Bill, what do you think about Eric Garner getting choked to death, you motherfucker? What was nice about that, you fuck?
Well, the House voted to hold them in contempt.
Oh, yes. Hell yes.
Voted to hold both of them in criminal contempt for defying the subpoenas.
Right.
All the Democrats but four voted for this.
Which four could not stomach it? Manchin?
No, this is in the House.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Democrats argue that the measure is necessary to hold officials accountable for the obstruction and the opposition of efforts to... And they need to oppose efforts to undermine the census.
Right. And we have checks and balances. Our House of Representatives has power and they have a voice. And you either hear that voice or they're going to hold your ass in contempt, bitch.
Oversight Reform Chairman Elijah Cummings said on the floor, the resolution before us today is about protecting our democracy. It's about protecting the integrity of this body. It's bigger than the census. It's about protecting the integrity of the Congress of the United States of America. They're right. Regardless of the outcome, that they lost.
It doesn't matter.
They need to be held accountable for their bullshittery and their shitfuckery.
You commit a crime and you don't get away with it. That doesn't mean that you didn't commit the crime.
Right. Man, a lot of shit going on. They voted to censure Trump today. All kinds of stuff going on. Voted down the impeachment, which is sad.
Which is ridiculous. I don't understand how you can vote for that. I don't understand how you can vote for the censure and not the impeachment. Because they're based on the same things, right?
Yeah.
The racist remarks.
Go
back to where you came from.
Today's vote is largely symbolic because... even though a criminal contempt can carry penalties like heavy fines and up to a year in prison,
right?
The job of going after those people, is the Department of Justice. So somehow I don't think Billy Barr is going to lock himself and Wilbur up.
Yeah.
I mean, wait. I thought the House... had their own guys. Don't they have their own police force or something?
Well, but it has to be brought up by the Department of Justice.
Nancy Pelosi can't say, hey,
no,
go arrest this fucknut.
No.
God damn. Boy, we need Batman. Is Batman listening? Is the Black Panther listening? Is Dexter listening? We need those superheroes to swoop in here and save us from these batshit lunatic Republicans.
The Supreme Court ruled last month the question could not be added at the time, finding the reasonings given by Ross and Trump behind the question, quote, contrived. That is in the majority opinion written by John Roberts.
Oh, shit.
Contrived. In other words, you guys are bullshitting us.
Right. You're doing something deviant, something wrong. You're not following the rules. I mean, nobody.
So, good things happening from the Democratic House.
Yes.
However.
Right.
There's still Republicans in charge of the Senate, which is why we need a blue tsunami.
Hell yeah,
baby. In 2020,
baby.
We need to take the Senate, keep the House, get the White House, and then good things will happen.
Right, right. But no promises.
Or at least...
not bad things.
They may reverse some of these horrific things that have been happening.
Hmm. Do you agree with law enforcement in Alabama that...
no.
You should stop flushing your meth into the water because alligators
are...
Is that true? I mean, I've seen this
story. Well, probably.
I mean, we put it up.
I mean, I don't see why...
why it wouldn't be the case?
Well, if you pour meth into the water, they're going to be...
Are you worried about...
are going to get methy.
Yeah. Are you worried about alligators, the health of these gators? Are you worried about...
Yes, I'm worried more about the health of the gators than the going gators on murderous meth rampages.
Things are horrible.
Doesn't meth make your teeth fall out?
Oh, yeah. Well, wait a second.
So... might be have some gators trying to gum people.
Well, you know, Bo, the thing with the gators is it's not necessarily rip you apart. They drown you, then they eat you. So, you know, you're going to be dead anyway. Because I think they can still fuck you up without the teeth. I'm no Steve Irwin.
Their jaws are pretty strong.
Oh, shit, yes, Pat. So strong.
On the closing part.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
BT Dubs.
Thank
We're going to do it again tomorrow.
Yay.
Trending on the Twitter, Rand Paul, Kevin Spacey.
Oh, shit.
John Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
All trending.
Right. For different reasons.
I don't believe John Stewart has had an official comment, but everybody is saying, I want to know what John Stewart has to say to Rand Paul.
Right.
Rand Paul.
I mean, He's got to have something to say, something scathing. I mean, John, man, that's great. It's great what John Stewart did, you know? That's really cool.
We don't have much time here left, a few more minutes.
The intern's asleep.
The intern's asleep.
Thank you very much.
On my lap.
Right.
It's a little warm.
It's a big dog.
For that. Let's look at the Trumpian Twitter stream.
Trumpian Twitter stream.
In our last minute or two that we've got here.
Filled with the N-word, possibly.
Who is he quoting here? Mm. Oh. We didn't even talk about this, but Louisiana Senator John Kennedy. Who is usually pretty entertaining in his rhetoric because he sounds like this and he talks really funny.
Boy. Yeah, he does sound...
Trump has a three-tweeter.
Three twats.
John Kennedy occasionally sounds like he speaks sanity, where he's like, we're not getting anything done. Like, he's pissed about the Senate only voting on judges, which he should be.
Yes.
We all should be.
But he wants them to vote on some fucked up shit.
Well, of course. But he wants them to be voting.
Right.
As opposed to not doing anything.
Yes.
He said, and this is all a quote from Trump in three tweets, in America, if you hate our country, you are free to believe. The simple fact of the matter is the four congresswomen think America is wicked in its origins. They think America is even more wicked now, that we are all racist and evil. They're entitled to their opinions. They're Americans. Now, I'm entitled to my opinion. I just think they're left-wing cranks. They're the reason there are directions on shampoo bottles and why we should ignore them. The squad, in quotes, has moved the Democrat Party substantially left, and they are destroying the Democrat Party. I'm appalled so many of our presidential candidates are falling over themselves to try to agree with the four horsewomen of the apocalypse.
The four horsewomen.
I'm entitled to say they're whack jobs.
Oh, yes.
He said. And Trump tweeted that.
Retweeted him?
He tweeted that quote. It wasn't a retweet.
Oh,
he said
my
that on
God.
Like Fox and Friends or something.
Jesus. I mean.
Then Trump tweeted, the Democrats in Congress are getting nothing done, not on drug pressing. This is not true. Over 100 things they've passed.
They're getting a lot of shit done, dickhead.
The Democrats in Congress are getting nothing done, not on drug pricing, not on immigration, not on infrastructure, not on nothing. That's a double negative. So, three O's. Our president treats with three O's. So much opportunity, yet all they want to do is go fishing, in quotes. The American people are tired of the never-ending witch hunt. They want results now. Oh, we got to get going. Next tweet. Big rally tonight in Greenville, North Carolina.
Hey, man, get your hood.
Lots of great things to tell you about, including the fact that our economy is the best it's ever been. Best employment, stock market numbers ever. I'll talk about the people who love and hate our country. Mostly love.
You know what's going to be entertaining? Right. To see all the articles tomorrow. The 77 things that Trump said that was particularly nutty or racist. Right.
Then he tweets about the Rasmussen poll saying he's up to 50%.
Yeah. Sad. It's sad.
He put his name in quotes. The Rasmussen poll, one of the most accurate, has just announced that, quote, Trump numbers have recently gone up 4 points to 50%. Thank you to the vicious young socialist congresswomen.
Oh, okay.
Americans will never buy your act. Hashtag MAGA.
Oh, fuck you.
He says, see you tonight, North Carolina, the next one. Then he's crowing about the U.S. House of Reps overwhelmingly voting to kill the resolution on impeachment. This is perhaps the most ridiculous and time-consuming project I've ever had to work on. Impeachment of your president, who has led the greatest economic boom in the history of our country, the best job numbers, biggest tax reduction, rebuilt military, much more, is now over. This should never be allowed to happen to another president in the United States again.
Damn, that's ominous.
Presidents should be kings.
Oh, yes.
Except if they're Democrats.
And maybe I'll leave in 10 years.
And then we should vote everything against them if they're Democrats.
God.
We got to go, everybody, really quickly. Thanks for joining us back tomorrow. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy, Instagram, Radar Comedy. Go to his website for his schedule, RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow.
Fuck Trump.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.